Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Let's jump into this. Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays.
And this is a crossover.
It's a crossover. Woo! It's like when your cousin on the east side of the town and your cousin on your west side of your town. Fuck. Oh, wait, that's just me.
Or like a London Bridge when you grab the other guy who's
fucking the other guy
and you slap his hands.
Exactly.
That's a crossover.
Oh, yeah, that's the high five. Isn't that the high five?
Yeah.
So, is it a London Bridge for
that's what I call gay people.
I call a nurse for kink. Okay. So don't mess with it. You want to try her?
We have
two special guests today.
The ladies from Fraudcast are here. Friday.
Hi.
Tell it now. Say your for people that are new, say hi. I'm blah, blah, blah. It's Hannah Cowell.
Sorry, I interrupted you while you were introducing me.
No, go ahead.
A little premature, I guess. I can't help it. You guys do that to me. You get me all like that premature ejaculation. Hi, I'm Frauded by TLC. I'm Katrina.
And I am Hanekawa.
Yay. Yeah, which Hanekawa,
we are the Fraudcast.
Yes, because your Instagram is 90 Day Fiance Today, right?
Correct. Yes.
Exactly. So we'll put all that in the link. Y'all, these are the ladies
are the
of hot tea.
Hot fucking tea.
I like that.
Scoopsters.
Ooh, Scoopsters.
I like that. Thank you. I went to an ice cream shop called Scoopsters.
Fat girl. Okay, so for our listeners today, we are doing 30 minutes on our show today of this podcast, and we're going to talk about 90 Day Fiance Hot Tea, and then actually we're jumping on to, you can listen to the second half on the Fraudcast. And we're going to be talking, probably a little 90 Day It Happens, but we're also going to be talking about Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle, our latest garbage barge that we're watching.
Yes. So Hanekawa told me to watch that. And I tell her to watch, I make her watch so much stuff. I was like, the least I can do is watch the one thing she asked me to watch. Oh. And I was all
in. 5 minutes in, you liked it, right?
I was attracted to the absolute cringe factor from the beginning. But it was about episode 4 where I was like, I'm invested. And I was upset by that.
He gets teary at Sharon and Rhonda.
He gets teary
and he wants to cry.
I get more teary at David and Sharon. They're like the best couple. They're like the best bro couple.
David and Sharon. Oh, yeah.
I could do some naughty things to David.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
But we're going
to most of them I can't, because like the attraction for me has to do a lot with personality, and most of their personalities are such garbage I can't handle it. But David and his blue eyes can come at me any day.
Everyone's a disaster on that show. Everyone except for maybe David. Haley was an absolute.
Save it for the second half. You get into it.
God save it for the show, as my producer says.
Okay, we're gonna talk about 90 Focus. Days. This is what happens when you don't take your feels, Poodle.
I didn't take my feels today, so this is raw, unscripted.
Uh-oh, oh man.
Poodle is raw dog.
Raw dog.
He's no condom, no sheep, no just.
I have a meme that I've been sitting on posting about the whole situation, and I'm like,
oh no. Well, do you guys know that Lisa's open for
everyone's gonna be like,
what did you say? Lisa's what?
Lisa's open for bookings now. She posted like you can hire her.
Yes.
Why would anyone hire her?
How much do you think Lisa cost?
I don't know.
Cameos were $100 and then she sliced them for like some discount.
So let's jump into that. We're gonna start off
Newports.
We don't read any of the news. Like we don't know about Stephanie's YouTube.
Informed.
We're just in our own little gay island. So
yeah.
When we're talking about let's first jump into 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
The current season.
What's the hot tea that y'all have scooped about this season?
Well, we've been digging into David and Lana. And there's a lot of fakeness there. There's a lot of fraud there.
It seems so real, though. It just,
like his hair. It seems so real.
Oh, one of our listeners, like a wig master, said, that's a piece.
Yeah.
Everybody says that. And like, can't look.
He only fluffs it.
It's the one that like you kind of can wiggle it under and then, you know.
Put your own hair over it.
So
not a lace front.
With David and Lana. Oh Jesus. Do we think Lana is not real and never has been real?
What? Of course she's not real.
No, but I mean like not even a person. Is this just created for the show? Like, or what can you say or not say? I don't know. Y'all,
Kanakawa, you wanna take this one? This is like her pet project. So
I get way too involved, but she is real. So, but whether or not we're going to see her, that's the TLC magic. I don't know. A couple people that knew her from high school have made it a point to get into my inbox to prove that they knew her from high school. So physically she exists.
Girl who do podcast. I know Lana. You must not tell her she is not a real person.
If the person behind her pictures is real, that's the big question.
Yeah.
She's got like 15 different profiles on dating sites.
Yeah.
But you know, so you looked over. You looked into the magic of these websites too, of how they work. Like the bookers or the agents
submit
them to all of the various websites. She doesn't get any money for it either.
Yeah. No. She goes to the agency and says, I want to find American husband. Okay, take some pictures. And here's 15 sites we're going to put you on. And so the girls have no say on what sites they're being logged into. They just get like information that they have a site open. They could talk to people. So like Anastasia Date? Yeah. I think she's on that one. That's where Caesar found Maria. Mm-hmm. That one's a shady one from what I've learned. I know. That one's the shadiest of dating sites.
Y'all, we often say on our Twitter or Instagram, where were you when you saw that Maria was real?
On the couch choking on my fucking dinner. Like
it's like when JFK was shot. We all remember.
Right?
Like,
where were you on 9/11?
I got up off the couch and encircled it 4 times. I could not believe what I saw.
That was one of the best kept secrets of TLC because even my boyfriend was sitting next to me was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, even we didn't know.
I walked off and I was like, where are you going? He goes, this bitch is real. He's walking around.
She showed up and went, I am not accountant, and I lost my shit.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of glad that we didn't know that one ahead of time because the reaction I got watching it was amazing.
Yes.
Do y'all know anything? We've talked about this and we don't know. What is David's job? Do we know what he does to be quote unquote rich?
That's what we say when we talk to one another.
He is in software development.
Yeah, sounds about right.
In Las Vegas. So you can imagine what kind of software he'd probably be developing in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Either slots.
So that's what Colt does. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what Colt does today? He worked for Konami or something like that.
But I think he does slot machine stuff.
Successful than Colt.
Yeah. So he does, like David has a shit ton of money. If he's spending $2,000, and he's even mentioned in comments that $2,000 is nothing when you're pulling in $20K a month. So, I mean, he spent $600 on a cat shit box.
That's true.
For Mothra.
For Mothra. Okay. He's going to give, like, he's got money, so I don't think that's a problem for him.
He might be one of the strangest people I've ever watched anything out on TV, because, like, his shirts are all the same kind. They're oversized, and they kind of hit him at, like, a place, I would say, like, they're Peanuts characters. Like a Peanuts character.
I think he gets them from Costco, like, you know, folded on the Costco tables. He probably just grabs the sack.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with them when they fit you.
You know, his whole segment plays like a really bad indie film. Like when you can hear like the, you know, Russian music softly playing while he's walking around Ukraine alone and sad, and you're like, what is going on here? Like,
well, we
have you seen my girlfriend?
Yeah, well, that's not creepy at all. We have learned that a lot of his stuff has been staged, right? Like,
had to have been.
The candy shop is like an hour and a half away from her alleged address.
In
the restaurant.
Ooh.
So this whole storyline about, oh, I'm going to pop into the candy shop where she goes all the time is probably just all complete bullshit, because there's no candy shops next to her house. And so this, like, why would she pop into a candy shop that's an hour and a half away from her? So we think that that was just the producer pulling shit out of his ass on the fly. And like, oh,
and that's
a candy shop.
Yeah, that's just driving, because if Lana doesn't have a car, she's taking the train. That's then a 3-hour commute.
Right.
But he's such a good actor. I'm compelled every time he gives me an explanation. I think everyone who watches that, besides the Yolanda thing, which I'd like to talk about next, because I know you guys have done some deep dives there, we think she's either the stupidest person alive, which I'm not, I don't know. She may still be the stupidest person alive.
Did you notice that she is, well, it was Rose at one time, but we have fun about Rose soon, but she doesn't do anything on Instagram but just post pics of her. Like, that's it. Like, there's no lives with her. There's no posts other than...
She's just trying to snag a man.
Have a blessed day. Please read my diet book.
That's her hashtags are all, like, single man, single woman.
Hashtag single men. Hashtag thirsty.
That's why Williams found her such easy picking.
Yes.
Yolanda's that woman who always volunteers at church and everyone prays for.
Oh my fucking God.
So before we move to Yolanda, one of the other things about David's story is, so you know that on the show they talk about how he can only communicate with her via the website, right?
Yes.
Well, there's a scene in one of the episodes where you can see what appears to be an email that is actually a macOS interface email. And that's the email that says, want to get picture and visa and start relationship, right?
And start.
Yeah. So.
Very so romantic that, email.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Are you want to
do this or not?
Our theory on that is it was actually a producer sent the email to say that because it needed something for the storyline to keep going. And it wasn't her that sent it. It was the producer that sent it via this interface.
Just sent an Mac email.
OS. Yeah. Just sent a standard email.
Or she did send it, and it proves that he doesn't have to pay to talk to her all the time.
True. Right. It just tells me just that.
We miss a lot.
We're just like drinking. We're barely watching at this point.
God bless.
But it just tells you, you guys, I'm sure, have found out how much producers behind the scenes have done work. And people watching at home are just thinking, well, I guess this is all unfolding, you know,
in
time. But, you know, like there were earlier scenes I remember, even in like Darcy and Jesse's story, where you can tell Jesse would have no reason to be here. Jesse would have no reason to be in these places. And it was obvious. I'm like, oh, a producer wrote that dialogue. You know it, but we've just brought reality television for long enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Yolanda.
We talk to producers, so.
Exactly.
So Yolanda Hot Tea. There's been, I actually don't know. I will kind of see and I just kind of scroll. But what, I don't know where to start.
What's your Yolanda big scoop?
You want to start with our, we needed a dry erase board and like visual aids to describe her story.
Like True Detective.
Hers is swirly because, you know, we're on episode, 10 in the show? And they're just now deciding to reverse image Williams. Like,
which we did. You did like.
I did that when the preview commercial came out. I was like, no fucking way. And as soon as you put it in, it's okay. Yeah. It's a catfish, but the more squirrely thing, and I'm going to actually let you frauded say this one because I mess it up.
God, I mess it up too. Okay.
The Instagrams and what's his name?
Uche.
Okay. And not Williams, but is Williams.
Right.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Done.
Okay. Character. So, oh God. Okay. So Yolanda is thirsty as fuck. Oh, sorry. Can I say as
yes.
fuck?
Yes. Yes. Fuck yes.
So she's thirsty as fuck and she posts all these pictures of herself on Instagram. She attracts men of a certain persuasion.
Scammers.
Scammers. Right. So
she's just a wildebeest.
So there's she attracted this one man whose name is Uche, Gucci. Yeah. His username has a G in front of it, so it's Gucci, but his actual name is Uche. So she attracted him, and they were in a relationship as such. While she was having her Instagram relationship with Williams, not his real name.
No.
So, I know. So she's having this relationship with Uche, sends naughty pictures of herself to him as well, which I have now seen, added to my like collection of 90 Day Dick that I have.
Focus, Jake. Focus. We're talking about Yolanda.
Well, one of the 90 Day Dicks that I have is Colt's, and that's nothing. There's nothing there. So don't get excited. Yeah. Don't get excited. So she's doing this with Uche. She's doing the same thing with this Williams character. In her conversations with Uche, and we know all this because Uche came to us. And he actually went live with us and he explained all of this, which I have saved on my YouTube, Frauded by TLC on YouTube. You can go watch it there.
On YouTube.
You can go watch my live with Uche there where he explains all this. So he's in this relationship. She talks to him about filming for TLC and how excited she is. She's going to get $2,000 an episode and all of this stuff. And then it comes out because of me and Hannah Kahwa. We had dug into her stuff and we had found Uche commenting and this Williams guy, this guy that we know is Williams, commenting under a different name. So we found these two names and we suspected one of them was Williams. At the time, we didn't know which, but both of them could have been the suspect. They were both suspect because of the way they were talking. I love you, sweetie, all this kind of stuff. We put that stuff out there. And as a result, there was a lot of media attention and people were saying Uche was Williams and trying to scam her. He gets mad and tells her this, right? And again, we know this because there was conversations between Yolanda and Uche. And Uche shared those with us. So we have seen these communications. And that he's all mad at her and she won't defend him. And so they're arguing with each other. And she's like, well, even Williams isn't mad, commenting about the actual Williams guy that is being portrayed on the show. So her whole story is just a bunch of bullshit, right?
This is like True Detective.
That is. That's what
it's so squirrely. Like we go through the whole thing and we get the,
huh? Uh-oh.
But at the end of the day, everyone is just sad.
pretty much. Like Gucci is happy because his DMs filled up with a whole bunch of women wanting to be with him.
Yeah.
And
so he's like a happy camper. He gets to keep his job. And I think he has a girlfriend now.
And so the person that she was talking to was Williams or Uche?
Both of them.
Both.
On the show, she's talking about William. So this is the guy that's changed his Instagram name more than I have. So probably about 12 times. You laugh. It's true. I have problems.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But, you know, the last name that account had was like coronavirus update or something like that.
Who is actually Williams? Because he's like an Italian model or something.
The model.
He's an Italian fitness model. Mm-hmm.
Has he commented on this at all?
Right?
Well, you talked to them, right? So has he commented?
To him and the photographer. And his name is McKelly. His first fear was that his identity was stolen. So, you know, people are recognizing him as Yolanda's boyfriend. He's like, the fuck?
Who is this Williams?
I would never make a sexy with a woman.
No, don't beat the pizza. Spaghetti. I know Williams.
Right. Oh, and a new accent is born.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He think I talk like this. Like,
I know, but he should.
I like it, the sucker, like that
Mario. So, yeah, like, so his photographer talked to me. He's like, I don't know what's going on. And he tried to like contact TLC through whatever email he could find on the website.
Right, right.
Funny enough, Discovery or TLC, they don't have that website in Italy, I guess. Okay. I have no clue what he was telling me, but everything's good now. He realizes it's just a show. He's like, I don't know that woman. I don't talk to her. He's Italian, not English. So they basically just found like some stock photos of some beefcake that looked like the beefcake she was probably actually talking to. Yeah, it's some mess. It's
all bullshit. It's all fraud. It's the
bottom line. I need a fucking storybook. I need to actually just write a novel.
And self-publish it and sell it with Dite Knot.
Yes, on Amazon for free. It'll be the Jesse's book.
Jesus. Well, that is some exquisitely hot tea.
And I'm sure there's more if y'all listen to the broadcast. Yes. So jump in.
We'll link that because we have some people, we have some listeners who love do a fucking deep dive. We'll put something out there for them and they'll come back with like a whole fucking a dissertation.
Right?
Jake is a really good detective until one guy's hot. Then he's just sucking his dick in his alley. Forgot what he was there for. And then
did you get the information? He's like, the what?
Exactly. I'm like, did you get the diamonds, Jake? No, but I got syphilis. Great. Great.
Is there anybody we should probably talk about like in 90-day history? In your experience, you guys experienced doing that. Was there something? What was the biggest surprise that you both of you have kind of deduced? What was the biggest shock that you came across?
I think the biggest shock for the general public was like Sumit is married. That I broke that we
yes as the podcast you did remember break that
right. But I think for us, like for me personally, when we found out that like Tim and Jennifer's story was complete bullshit.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
You didn't all know that? Fake.
No.
What?
Y'all, we don't watch news at all, but even I heard that.
So Tim and Jennifer from Before the 90 Days, like the last season of it, right? Season three.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and Jennifer and... Tim is not gay, y'all. Tim is not trans. He's none of those things.
I'm just a good old boy.
He has a real thing for Colombian women. That's a real thing. as we learned in our deep diving. No, so Tim and Jennifer had actually, they had talked online. That whole bit is real. They met before filming. They actually met up in Mexico.
What I did hear, yeah. I did
okay,
hear.
And they met in Mexico. They decided they didn't like each other. It wasn't going to work. And Tim came home after a few days. And that was it. The show called and said, oh, we want you on. Because they'd already applied and then they hadn't heard anything. Or the show had said, we're not going to use you just yet. Maybe not at all or whatever. So they went ahead and met up. And then the show called and said, we want you after all. So they said, okay, well, we'll pretend like we've never met. So everything that you see... they had actually met before and decided they didn't like each other. So if you go back and watch it last season with that in mind, completely mm-hmm. changes the tenor of the storyline.
So right. They made poor Yennefer's father meet that douchebag.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Wow. You probably know it wasn't
and
real.
He wore so embroidered cute. Jeans to a farm.
And okay, so I actually had, you know, the boots that Tim wore on the farm.
Yes.
I had those in my possession for a while. We gave them away in a giveaway.
Can you imagine who wanted Tim's boots? Like,
I have a feeling they were petite. I have a feeling they were quite small.
They were like men's size 9.
Oh, that's average. 8.5, 9 is average.
That's average.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I see you guys calculating over there. You're like,
That's what I was like. No, y'all, it's not big. It's not anything to write home about. It's kind of thick. It's kind of thick.
You can ask Veronica. Veronica,
I was going to say Veronica. I was going to like, said ask Jennifer. I was like, no, she wouldn't know.
She wouldn't know. No, but Veronica would know.
Now, so, but since we're on the topic, though, mm-hmm. can you say... best 90 day dick you've seen.
Woo!
are you allowed to say? If you have to keep it secret, we understand.
Well, I can tell you that Jonathan's is nice. It's perfectly average.
Jonathan's from like season...
Fernandez.
Jonathan Fernandez.
Oh, we haven't watched their season yet, but I know who he is.
You haven't watched their season, but have you watched the dick video?
No.
The penis gate video?
No.
She accidentally went live and then whipped it out. And he's like, what is that? Or she said, what? Something like that. He's like, it's my dick.
It's my penis.
It's my penis.
I'm going to have to excuse myself into an interior room.
That is what started Penisgate. And then Colt's penis came out after that. And then that closed Penisgate.
That just closed Penisgate immediately.
It's closed. Yeah. We're done. No more.
Dreams of Alexi's dick. Oh,
I will say, so Antonio is kind of, don't get it. Well, it depends what you like. They're long and thin.
I would believe curved. It. But no, I was just wanting, I was
long and thin and curved.
I can see Antonio has a curve and very trimmed hair, if any.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. No, it was like, but it was real thin and long.
Alex's dick.
This is a classy show.
Alex and Lauren would would blow my mind.
I've not seen Alexi, and I was trying to get a dick pic from Sasha. And he wouldn't play.
It's probably not. It is of course uncut.
You are doing God's work, really. The work of the Lord.
Y'all, these are like you are standing on the shoulders of dick pigs before you.
You are
who have come. Like
just on the heels of a queen.
Speaking of coming, there is a video of Colt in the money shot. I had to see it.
This is why I just cannot. She's like, I have this. Nope.
Close the penis conversation again. We're moving on now.
Okay. How are we disgusted by these dicks? It's always the ones you never want, y'all.
Always
the dick shot.
Well, they're always the ones that are happy to show you. You want to see? Yeah. Actually, no. Thank you.
No, not really.
Not really.
That leads me to the question of how do y'all, what is the shit y'all get, though, it's because, like I feel like there could be a reality show about you two. The stuff y'all have to go through. I would, too. What is some of the weirdest shit y'all have had to do to get information? I know you have some secrets, so you probably don't tell that, but is there anything that you could tell, like one time I had to do this?
I went through trash. I went through someone's trash, or I...
Hanakawa, do you want to talk about the undercover action for Organo Gold?
I went really far. Like, I almost signed on to Organo. Do you guys remember Organo?
No.
Multi-marketing.
Yes.
So we did a big expose on this. We did a whole episode on Organo Gold and its history and this MLM and why it's bad and all of this stuff. And we got a lot of that because Hannah Coggle went deep undercover with...
I forgot who it was. It was
whoever Tom's upline is.
Yeah, whoever's like on his team. And I was just, you know, you play the whole like, oh my God, I'd love to be on Tom's team. How do I do it? And then that turned to 3 days of like watching inspirational videos, doing some kind of chat, and then maybe getting samples of the mushroom coffee, which I'm like, no, thank you.
At that point,
I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
And then like you started thinking, and then you went, wait a minute, I'm selling organic gold now. What happened? I just got 3 clients.
I'm under Tom now selling mushroom coffee. Yes.
So that's what Tom does. He sells mushroom coffee.
We haven't heard about it since we did our expose.
I've heard that mushroom coffee's good.
Tom is a dilettante. Tom has never done anything his whole life, but like tried to do work. Really. Yeah. Dilettante. We mean someone who's good at like lots of little things.
Oh, okay.
But who's not really successful for anything well known.
Well, does like the quick impressions. Like he's a charmer, but he's only charming for a certain amount of time. So he's got to use a small bit of charm to get people to, you know, buy a shit ton of coffee, and then I'm on to the next thing. Now, what is he doing now? Like, I don't know.
He's doing nothing right now. Yep. He went random back to the UK. Yeah.
Yeah. He's insulting Darcy for a living, apparently. Yeah. So,
well, I feel like he's can be very charming. We were all pretty convinced that he was that charming, and I think he's probably a nice guy to have as a friend. I don't know if I want to be in a relationship with that person, but you know,
I think he's forward. I think he's just blunt, right?
They all can't handle it after a while. They get sick of it after a while.
Interesting.
Oh, is that what it means? What is it? Because my mind went somewhere.
You know, I think he's trying to say that, you know, the whole he's Tom, he's on a reality show, yeah, blah, 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 blah. But, not, you know, not the mileage may differ.
Not the constant Dutch dooring that he gives to all of his birds.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Well, you know, he's had past relationships with men, right? So he goes both.
What? 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 Shut the... Oh. Okay.
I finally get to see how that's done.
I know, right?
In my head, I literally thought he was running around the room.
I always imagine the microphone going like this.
I'm gonna need a moment.
Okay.
Maybe we should end 90 Day Talk with that. Like, can we talk?
I don't know. Else can top it.
Talk about Rose.
I know.
Rose.
Oh, Rose. Yes.
Tom could talk. Rose.
Yeah. Rose did a live today, pretty much saying "fuck you, Ed."
Good.
Like saying that he's nothing but a liar, embarrassed her family, embarrassed her, just wants money and fame. So you know how he said he was the most authentic? Like, I think he is, like, the most authentic asshole.
Yeah.
Like, he's an asshole in the show and an asshole in real life. So
I feel like with men like Ed and even women like Angela, this colonial idea, they basically buy these people. And he has it in their idea that since I'm sending them money, I can kind of change them into whatever I need them to be. It was the same thing with Therese and Hazel. And it was the same thing with Ed. Yeah. He's like making her into his like white virginal goddess. You know?
Well, he spent like 6 hours there and was like, oh my God, I have to get out of here. Like I can feel the poverty building up on my skin. And I can't wash it off.
It's like making her shave her legs. And then in this next episode, we see him say, you've got bad breath. Here's some toothpaste and mouthwash.
Which is actually an ulcer. And she calls him a dick for it. Oh, she tells him he's ugly. But yeah.
Well,
he gets lingerie and then says, can you brush your teeth?
Yeah, because her breath was bad.
Gross.
Yeah.
I would have been like, just turn me around and deal with it.
Okay. Right. Gross.
Exactly.
Just deal with
it. As long as I don't have to look at your face, we're fine. Can you throw some money on me?
Please, just throw some money. Coins are fine. I'm tough, tough.
Coins are fine. I just need a little bit. Just show me the money I'm getting and show me the life I'm getting.
Exactly.
Right.
All
right.
One question, and then we're going to jump into... we're going to jump into our broadcast second half of this, but we'll end out and close out. But I want to know, who's the one person that you haven't interviewed yet? Who is your
white whale? Who is your white whale?
Ooh.
Or something you have a theory about, but you can't prove it.
Oh, God, there's so many of those.
Can I say it's still? No, I think we debunked that one. I was going to say Tanya and St. John. And that fiasco.
We figured that out.
I despise her more than anything in this
world.
Well,
we had a theory for a little while that that she didn't actually leave in the middle of the 90 days, that she actually did that prior to the 90 days, but we went way too deep. I am now Facebook friends with Dylan Colchester, St. John's brother.
Oh,
me
the
too.
Hot brother.
He likes to be friends with people.
I'm now Facebook friends with him. And the people at Instagram requested,
they don't.
Yeah. Like cousins and stuff. Yeah, no. I mean, I got to interview Danielle, and that was like, she's my queen. So, but you know what? I'd actually love to interview Darcy. I would really like a real interview.
That
would
be
like
fun.
Not like the interview she gives to the public, right? Like a real sit-down, girl-to-girl talk with her.
But she would just be like, I live the dream. I just want to be loved. It's the same. She just gave you Instagram names.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So here's the thing is my theory on her is I believe that she is an alcoholic. And yeah. I can say that because I am an alcoholic, right? I'm in recovery. Alcoholics, like, we get each other, right? Like, we connect in a way that other people don't connect with us. So I'm wondering if that connection would – she's me before I got sober. The way she acts about men is the way I was with men before I got sober. So I feel like we could connect on that, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just – that's like a pipe dream. But
I don't know. I think she read The Secret a lot, and she is
going to manifest –
I think she actually believes that. Like, it's in there.
Gotta find love.
Yep. Yep. She goes to sleep with that mask. She's got sticky notes. You'll find
it. Oh, you know she does. She's got, like, a vision board.
She's got her vision board. Her vision board has, like, rings on it. You what?
I have video of her, right? You guys know this, right?
Like, doing stuff? I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's up their alley.
Oh no, yeah. No, I don't think I could
wrong
ever...
squirrel, wrong nut.
Uh-huh. I don't know what that means.
And on that note, that's the show, everybody.
Yo, go over to Frauded. Go over to Frauded by TLC podcast to get our second half of this. We're gonna talk, I'm sure, a little more 90s, and we're gonna talk Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Yes.
The latest garbage barge.
And they
Oh my god.
No, tell everybody where you find you.
Tell everybody where you can find her. Like,
let's end our show. So tell everybody where they can find you, and then we'll start yours.
Thank
you.
I am Katrina. I'm Frauded by TLC. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Frauded by TLC.
And I am Hanekala. You can find me at 90 Day Fiancé Today on Instagram.
Woohoo! Perfect. Y'all, thank you so much. We will see you on the other side.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.